Mark Silvestri, and you are about to experience the Top Cow Chronology Project. Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Top Cow Chronology Project. I'm your host, Jace. In this episode, we're going to be covering Tomb Raider Journeys number 6, and I'm joined by my co-host, Manny. Say hi to everybody, Manny.
Good to be back.
Yeah, for those of you not familiar, this is kind of the way the Comic Source got started, the whole podcasting thing, doing a chronology of the Top Cow universe. This isn't a publishing chronology, this is a reading chronology. So the first issues we covered were way back in ancient Egypt. And if you notice on the Comic Source podcast page, off to the right, there's a Comic Vine logo. And underneath it, it says, See Condor's Top Cow Chronology. If you click on that, it takes you to the Comic Vine boards. Condor is a user from the boards who created this reading order of the entire Top Cow universe. So the oldest, earliest entries in his reading order happen, as I said, in ancient times, and it comes up through modern times. And so Manny and I, being big Top Cow fans, neither of us have read much of their artifact universe. We've stuck mainly to the creator-owned titles, Think Tank, Postal, Wildfire, things of that nature. So we've always wanted to go back and read Witchblade, you know, being big fans of Michael Turner and fans of Top Cow in general, Mark Silvestri. So we took it upon ourselves to start the podcast by reading these issues of the chronology one at a time, like reading them for the first time and then immediately recording an episode and talking about it. So we went all the way through all the issues up until the number 20 entry. Well, actually, what we did first, just to get kind of a base, something to start with, was we read Witchblade 1 through 8, which is actually number 21 on the list, just to kind of give us, you know, a grounding in the Top Cow universe. And then we went back and started with 1, and we got all the way to 20. 20, the entry on the list, is Tomb Raider Journeys, which is actually a 12-issue series. And we got up to 5 before we... the demands of the Comic Source podcast kind of overtook the chronology. We've had several listeners reach out over the past 9 months or so since, well, maybe even a year since we did the last one. Hey, when are you going to get back to the chronology? Are you ever going to get back to the chronology? So here we are. We're back. We're doing the Top Cow chronology again, and it's good to be back where it all kind of started in a way. So Tomb Raider Journeys specifically. We're on issue 6 of the series. As I said, it's a 12-issue series. I looked on eBay today. There was one sale of 1 through 12 going for like $200, which is just absolutely ridiculous. Please don't go buy that. Tomb Raider, Top Cow doesn't even have the license anymore. The license is now held by a Dark Horse. So, but we, for the sake of being complete, we did decide to cover these. Even if you go back and read the Witchblade, there was a crossover with Tomb Raider, Witchblade, and Aspen. And, you know, Michael Turner created Aspen. He eventually took that property away, started Aspen MLT, Tomb Raider's over at Dark Horse. So those, that three-way crossover, if you go and read it from the Aspen point of view, what they publish, it's got all the Tomb Raider stuff and all the Witchblade stuff removed. Likewise, if you go back, and if it are, is reprinted now, the Witchblade stuff, just as Witchblade, the others are removed. So it's just kind of the nature of what happens when licenses expire and properties are moved around. So, but we did decide to go ahead and read it just because it is in the chronology. That being said, you can find most of the issues of Tomb Raider Journeys on eBay for $1 or $2. Then, of course, you still have to pay shipping. So would I recommend going out and spending the money? Probably not, because Top Cow doesn't hold the license to this anymore. You won't see it reprinted. Don't know that it was ever collected in a trade, so I don't think you can find an old trade of it. So I think the best thing to do is probably, unless you're a huge Tomb Raider fan, just listen here, follow along, and once we get back into the properties that Top Cow actually owns, it'll be a lot easier to follow along. And you can go to that website, Condor's Chronology, and you can take a look and see what we're going to cover next and search. Really, the best way is on eBay or your local comic shops. There are, when we get into like Witchblade stuff and Darkness stuff, a lot of that is available digitally on Comixology or through the Top Cow website. So without further ado, let's get to the creative lineup. The writer for this particular issue is Fiona Kai Avery. The pencils are by Carlos Moda and Manny Clark. The inks are by Mario Alqueza and Fabio Laguna. And the colors are by Tyson Wengler. So, Fiona Kai Avery is, I don't know that she's working in comics anymore, but she was a pretty well-known comic writer in the 90s when it came to creators like Top Cow and writing stories of female, strong female characters as well. So, I like what she's doing here. Overall, I felt the Tomb Raider Journeys books 1 through 5 were kind of weak. In a way, not really great, but we'll talk a little bit more about that after I go through this particular issue. What was your initial thought on the issue, Manny? Did you enjoy it? Do you think it was good?
You know, I thought it was interesting that we got a little bit of the answers of why she keeps running into ghosts. So in that sense, I thought that was made it interesting, not to mention the thought of the haunted house. But other than that, it seemed kind of like a setup. It was a setup issue for the I guess the last part of the journeys that's coming up soon after. So in that sense, it was interesting. Plus, I hadn't read one of these in a while, so it was a nice kind of change of pace to go back to 90s art. And so I found it enjoyable. Maybe if we had been doing them sequentially, maybe I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. But with all the recent stuff that we've been reading week to week, I mean, just stacks of stuff that we read, this was a nice change of pace.
All right, fair enough. I should also mention that Clarence Lansang, Lansang, Jay Lysing and Jonathan D. Smith did the cover, which... this is one of those covers where it certainly doesn't appear in the book. I mean, Laura's wearing clothes she doesn't wear in the book. It didn't really seem to have much to do with the story. So there's a little recap on the inside of the front cover, too. It says, last issue. Laura Croft, daring adventurer and explorer, has just survived another exciting encounter, this time facing a ghostly night at her school reunion. Laura has also found an old friend, Tony, who's now the prime minister and has told Laura that he needs her help. So clearly this is supposed to be Tony Blair, prime minister of Great Britain in the 90s. Oh, and I should also mention that this issue is volume 1, issue 6 of Tomb Raider Journeys, publication date of September 2002. So the story starts out, Downing Street, home of the Prime Minister of Great Britain, number 10, Downing Street. Tony and Laura arrive, they go inside, Tony gives her the 25-cent tour. And then as they're about to sit down, or actually they're going to see one more room, the pillar room, he flips the switch, the lights don't come on, there's some funky supernatural lighting going on, they kind of ignore it in a way, and decide to go down to the basement to mess with the fuse box. While down there, Tony feels someone hold his hand, he thinks it's Lara, turns out it's a ghost, I'm not exactly sure who it's supposed to be. Except as they walk up the stairs, unable to fix the old faulty wiring, we see in silhouette what looks like a bald man, and a hefty bald man, chubby, if you will, lighting a cigar. And then back up in the white room, Tony's, staff, for lack of a better term, serves them tea. Tony informs Laura what he needs. There was an ancient spear that Britain jumped through some hoops in order to get on loan from New Zealand, and it's supposedly an ancient spear, and while it was being displayed in Britain, it was stolen, and being that it was such a big deal to get the loan, of the spear, that if they don't return it, there could be serious ramifications. So he'd like Laura to find the spear so they can return it to New Zealand. Being that he's read about her adventures in the newspaper, he feels like she'd be the perfect person. And so they're talking about it and wondering what the spear is. And they hear a disembodied voice say, "It's a soul spear for the dead. Who said that? Show yourself." And then we see some smoke come up. Laura pulls a lights, portable light source. Looks like one of those glow sticks, kind of mixed with a, I don't know, a lightsaber kind of thing. And while Tony's staff seems to all of a sudden be possessed by spirits, and Laura seems to kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just like a regular flare, like a road flare kind of thing. And she kind of burns them all, and they sort of disappear, but then they hit her, she flips around, manages to vanquish them. Meanwhile, Tony Blair tries to call for help, there's no answer. Then he says he smells cigar smoke, and they turn around, and there's Winston Churchill. And all of a sudden, Laura says, why didn't I put this together earlier? There was a ghost ship, a ghost city, a ghostly guardian, and now there's ghostly visitors. All along, Winston Churchill has been trying to get her attention. And she says, Winston Churchill says, "No idea on that, lady. I was only summoned here as a last resort." And basically, Churchill is in hell as well. And they need the spear to be returned, because the spear has actually been taken to the underworld of Maori. And the people that go to Maori and come back are forever changed, and he has to answer to those people. And so Laura agrees. She's going to travel to Maori, part of the underworld, to get the spear, and she says she's doing it for, not just for Tony, but for England as well. And she leaves. She's thinking about the fact that there's been a lot of other heroes, Homer, Odysseus, Dante, that have gone on great adventures, and she wouldn't be declining the invitation. So she travels to the other side of the world, Sydney, Australia, 3 days later, and the story ends. So it's one of the fastest reads that we've had so far in the Tomb Raider Journeys stories. I glanced through issues 1-5 to kind of refresh my memory, as it's been so long since we did one of these. And also, the art, I mean, Winston Churchill looks, I mean, he's recognizable as Winston Churchill. It's a very good job by the pencilers. However, you know, with such a short series, you know, only 12 issues, you would have thought they could have at least kept some of the same people on as far as the pencilers go, just to kind of have a consistency. You know, this was never collected, so you're not really worried, you know, trade-wise how it would look, but pencils by Carlos Mota and Manny Clark, it doesn't, I mean, you just look at Laura on the cover, and then you look at her inside, and she's almost unrecognizable. Her hair is completely different than it was even in the last issue, although her dress is the same, she's wearing the same dress, you know, it's later on that same night. If I gave this book to somebody and didn't tell them it was a Tomb Raider book, I don't know that they would be able to guess that. You know what I mean? Like, if I gave this book to somebody and replaced all where it says Laura, if I just said, left that blank and said, okay, who can you guess who this character is? So, you know, there's not any archaeology. There's a little bit of action when she's fighting the ghost, but there's nothing recognizable in it as the property. And being that Tomb Raider is such an enduring property, even to this day, I felt like they could have done a better job making her look a little more recognizable. It's not to say the art is bad. And like I said, they did an incredible job with Winston Churchill. But when it comes to Laura, I don't know. I was struck by the fact that it doesn't look much like the Laura Croft that I know. And I also found it kind of weird that at the time this was released, Tony Blair was the Prime Minister of Britain, and they're putting him in a book. I don't know. It's always weird to me when they do, when Spider-Man meets Obama and stuff like that. It's just weird. Like, just say it's the president and make him look just like generic Joe Schmo, and I'm fine with that. So, but it's interesting. Not only did they put Tony Blair in, they have Laura kiss Tony Blair, and they say they're old chums from school. So, I don't know, maybe trying to ground it in some kind of reality. I did like, as you said, Manny, when you mentioned real briefly about how we're finally starting to get some integration of the previous issues. You know, I had mentioned that I glanced through issues 1 through 5 and remember thinking that, man, what the heck's going on? It's like a bunch of one-and-done kind of stories that don't really seem to interconnect. And now we see that Laura's like, well, I should have put this together before. You know, a ghost ship, a ghost city, a ghost guardian, ghostly visitors. But then Churchill says, well, he doesn't know anything about that. So I think there's still more to this story to be determined. And it's, I think, next issue, which I guess would be, what, issue 7? So 7 through 12 probably start to tie the threads together. Maybe 7 through 11 with 12 kind of a wrap-up. So it's good to see that it's finally coming together. What do you have to add?
I would agree with you that Laura Croft is a bit unrecognizable. I had to kind of go back a little bit and just kind of like, oh, wait, that is Laura Croft. And as it went through, and then the addition of Winston Churchill was kind of cool, and have him be the spokesperson, especially being that they're in Great Britain. Just because I've read the other ones, she was pretty recognizable. But other than that, I would have never known that was Laura Croft. But I think you pretty much covered it all.
What did you think about Tony Blair and the art?
Well, the artwork I thought was pretty consistent through the whole book. It's pretty simple. I mean, just... And then the colors are a little pale, I guess. That's what I would call them. And the fact that it's Tony Blair, like, I don't know, it didn't bug me. It didn't really make much difference to me, just because I know that a lot of books, especially now, also are using real life political figures in their stories. And so it was kind of cool to see. Like I had mentioned before, it all come together and kind of see what the rest of the mission is going to entail.
All right, fair enough. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Top Cow Chronology Project. The next issue we're going to cover is Tomb Raider Journeys number 7, so I can't really give you a place where you can go and find that digitally or anything. Like I mentioned earlier, don't know that it's worth it unless you're a big Tomb Raider fan, in which case you probably already own these. But if you want to be a completist and follow along with us as we're starting back up with the chronology, like I said, eBay is going to be the best bet. And hopefully we're going to start getting back on a regular schedule, probably do 2 of these chronology episodes a week. So thanks for joining us, everybody. Please visit us at thecomicsourceblog.com for all past episodes of the podcast, specifically the Top Cow Chronology episodes. You can watch episodes of our YouTube channel there, as well as finding a link to Manny's written blog and my written blog and our sketch gallery. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Also do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to keep up to date on new episodes and convention coverage. And we also have our partnership with LRM, where you can go to lrmonline.com to enjoy our new podcast, The 9-Panel Grid. New episodes of that show come out every Tuesday and uncover a variety of topics. So we hope you all enjoyed the fact that we're getting back on the horse with the Top Cow Chronology Project. Reach out and let us know. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.